folks who rely on the ferry system to get them where they want to go to visit family. You know, gift giving, the whole works. It's holiday season, it's busy, and we want to be able to get people where they'd like to go, but we want to do it safely.
Weekend ferry cancellations cause people to scramble for connections. The Sheldon Museum announces its summer six-week spotlight series. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Byrne Power. Residents of the Upper Lynn Canal found themselves changing plans over the weekend as rough weather on the fjord canceled the fast ferry service Friday and Saturday. KHNS spoke to Chief Communications Officer for the Alaska Department of Transportation and Facilities, Roger Weatherall. He explained the cause for the cancellations, which affected both the Fairweather in southeast Alaska and the Chenega in the south central area.
The fast ferries are sometimes tied up during the winter months because the winter weather is more precarious. In the last few weeks, we've had some cancellations, I believe three or four, because of dangerous sea states. Our folks, our ship captains, our folks at headquarters in Ketchikan constantly monitor the weather. If the weather forecasts call for excessively high seas or winds, they have to make a determination. They have to do so quickly as to whether or not they will cancel or reschedule a particular sailing.
Ferry Chief Jim Beadle adds to that description.
You just don't want to be taking a chance of hurting people. The boats can take a lot, but it doesn't mean that the people are going to enjoy the ride. It has to do with the height of the of what we call the wet deck, you know, how much space there is between the water and the bottom of the car deck. If they would have built that, 4, 5, 6 feet higher off the water, those vessels could be sailing around southeast Alaska, but they didn't do that.
Was there any possibility of putting another vessel on the line instead of the fast ferries?
Well, right now we've got two ships that are having work done on them, so that's the Leconte and the Aurora. We've got the Aurora actually, taking the Leconte's place right now. But, what it means is that we have a limited number of ships available in the wintertime. Obviously, we have more in the summer. Weather's better. More bookings are out there. But right now, we'll continue to sail with the fair weather in the Chenega and Prince William Sound as long as the weather cooperates.
Occasionally, one hears a local describe the fair weather as a fair weather friend. Reliable in the good weather, less so in the bad. Roger Weatherall replies.
I don't really have any thoughts on that. I've ridden aboard the Fairweather in choppy seas and flat calm seas. It's a very comfortable ship. When a ship begins to pitch or roll, it can be dangerous for slips, trips, and other kinds of hazards on board, and we'd rather just not take that chance.
Therefore, the Alaska Marine Highway has been shuffling ferries around, trying to service the area.
And that's why we did step in and say, like, okay, let's see what we can do. Let's juggle some ships around and see what we can do and see if we can get another sailing the next day or the day after that, just to try to accommodate as many people as possible so we have fewer displaced passengers. As we understand, this is a busy time, especially in southeast, or from Haines and Skagway south, folks who rely on the ferry system to get them where they want to go to visit family. Gift-giving, the whole works. It's holiday season, it's busy, and we want to be able to get people where they'd like to go, but we want to do it safely.
Weatherall reminds all ferry passengers to keep an eye on the sailing schedules, particularly in questionable conditions.
And we also want to remind people that they can check online at ferryalaska.com for schedule changes last minute, and also check with our reservations, central reservations toll-free, or check with their local ferry terminal for updated schedule information.
Meanwhile, the runways were suddenly crowded with local folk trying to make connections coming and going. On Saturday, more than 60 people traveled between Haines and Juneau. Even Skagway, usually very quiet this time of year, was much more active than usual. We spoke to Kathy LaPerry, manager at Wings of Alaska in Haines. She explains what it was like.
It was very busy. It was crazy. The phone was ringing off the hook, and we had to have extra planes put on and all kinds of stuff. Gosh, we just kept adding flights. We had three flights with the same flight number, just come, you know, one after another. Right. So just from Haines to Juneau, we moved 32 people that day. Okay. Just, that's just Haines to Juneau. So let's see Juneau to Haines. And 33. So for Skagway being dead, it was 18 people just out of Skagway.
Right.
A pilot from Juneau standing nearby tells what it was like flying in the windy skies.
Did what we could. I think we did a pretty good job.
Everybody was worried about the wind, but that never really topped up, like they said, 55?
Right. 68 at Eldred Raw.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah. We came up over the wind, yeah.
Oh.
With the caravan, we'd fly up and over.
So did you feel the wind in the planes?
No, we try to get up and over the wind,
right.
So it's a dead air, so the passengers are comfortable.
How high would you get for that?
65 coming up and 75 going back home to Juneau, yeah.
With more cold weather and potentially rough seas coming up this week and beyond, it might be advisable to keep one eye on the ferry and the other to the skies. The Sheldon Museum has chosen four artists who will be featured in their popular six-week spotlight series for summer 2011. The four artists chosen for this year's series are carver Jim Heaton, wildlife photographer Ron Horn, and wool artists Tamsin Cassidy and Joe Parnell. It was a difficult decision for the museum and the jurors. Collections and exhibitions coordinator Karen Meisner tells us why.
It's always hard when there are so many good people in town and good applicants. This time we had a lot of photographers submitting applications. Well, our jurors selected only one photographer, and we decided that what we want to do is maybe try and have an open invitational photography exhibit sometime in the early spring to showcase some of the rest of the photographers in town.
Meisner goes on to talk about each of the artists.
Jim Heaton's a woodworker who works in the Plinkett style of oviform carving. So it's very interesting. He spent a long time studying and kind of teaching himself that art form. And so he's been very good about it. And he has actually done the totem pole near the library and is responsible for the canoe that was done in Clukwan recently. Since Jim was on the board for the Sheldon Museum for quite a large number of years, it's kind of exciting to have him back. And we own one work of art of his that we were able to purchase with Rasmussen Art Initiative funds. So that work is going to be in the exhibit, and we're hoping to get a couple of more objects on loan from another museum and from a couple of private collections.
Haines Presbyterian minister Ron Horn was slated for a photography exhibition this year after a second attempt at an application.
He actually had applied last year and then reworked his application for this year. And he's got some really good ideas for enlarging some of his photographs and having them have a real impact in the gallery. So that should be a fun one to see.
This is also Tamsin Cassidy and Joe Parnell's first showing at the museum, and they will be sharing a gallery.
Jerry and I had actually looked at it and thought that they kind of belong together because they both are fiber artists. Joe does mostly flat, almost two-dimensional things with felt, and then Tamsin makes animals by felting different kinds of material. And so they both use bright colors and bright fabric, and we thought it would be really neat to have the three-dimensional exhibit from Tamsin in the middle and Joe's art on the walls then.
And so this coming summer's openings will reflect both established artists and new creative blood.
Yeah, we've got the two sort of old hands, Jim Heaton and Ron Horn, who's been doing photography for, you know, a number of years, and this will be his first opportunity to do a big, you know, major exhibit of it. He's got some really good ideas. But, yeah, Tamsin and Joe haven't had any kind of big art shows before. And their work is very different, too. It's just going to be fun. I think it'll be a great show for families to come out and take a look at.
The first show of the Sheldon Museum's 2011 Summer 6-Week Spotlight Series will be Joe Parnell and Tamsin Cassidy's Wool Creations, May 13th through June 7th. Followed by Jim Heaton's Carvings and Other Works, June 24th through July 30th. The final show will feature Ron Horn's Wildlife Photography, August 5th through September 7th. This is Burn Power for KHNS News. Tara Bicknell returns in January.